Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGainagain.com.au. Triple M.
Tories, welcome to the Thursday edition of the Rush Hour, family. Great to have your company. 2 hours of just solid gold. Remember the solid gold dancers back in the day? As I welcome a man who was big back in the day, still is. Is that metaphorically speaking or actual?
No, he is.
Yeah. Oh, he's actual.
The one and only Black Rhino. Cheers, Jarman. Welcome to Thursday.
Oh, hello, Louis, and hello, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Thursday. Glorious day today to do a lot of activity with your loved ones and the kiddies at school. So we're looking forward to the next 2 hours because I reckon we've got a massive show.
Oh,
am I not lying, Luke?
You are not lying, of course. And I'll tell you what will be a massive show and party. That is the Houston Astros World Championships World Series celebrations. They have won baseball's World Series.
Sanchez success. Here's a ground ball right side, could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Beat LA in Game 7. Unbelievable series if you didn't see it. Great stuff. 55 years in the making, that one.
Weren't they a basket case 3 or 4 years
ago? Not long ago.
Laughed at.
Uh-huh. It's the fairy tale Cinderella story continues again.
Oh, I'm with you.
It can change quickly.
Well, Richmond.
It can absolutely. You know. It just goes to show, you know.
Us?
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
The station.
The station.
The whole lot. As you said, big show. Big announcement coming up after 5. And no, it's not Rory Sloan. That is big. Sloan is back in town. 5:10. Lock him in. Our first chat since that awkward day in September.
I'm going to struggle to talk to him, mate. Sorry.
That's okay. It might be a good day for us to try good cop, bad cop. Benny Garuccio, Adelaide United's going to join us. Yeah, that could be good cop, bad cop. There's a theme rolling out here right now. Body language is big today. Very big today.
Yeah.
The great man Steve Waugh has spoken. I'll tell you who about to a little later in this hour. We're good to go. And there is a real treat coming up. I don't want to say any more, just a real treat. Geez. Today's the day. If you want to lock yourself in for an hour of power, this is the time right now. Just think you're at Cape Canaveral. All right. You've just arrived in the little bus. The suits are on. You're going upstairs about to sit into the rocket.
Am I Neil?
I tell you right now, Buzz.
Oh, my Buzz. I thought I was Neil.
No, that's me. Buzzy boy.
Yeah.
Make sure your seat belts are tight.
Okay.
Because it's a good one. It's a real good one.
Oh, I haven't heard that for a while.
Going to kick it off next. Twilight Grand Final. One of us wants it.
Yes.
One of us don't.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Massive announcement involving one Andrew Jarman. 5:30 today. Rory Sloan comes back into the studio. First time in 4 or 5 weeks. That's at 10 past five with the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie, thanks to McGain Real Estate on 104.7 Triple M.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I think Sloaney's on the phone. It's going to be the jet lag fresh from the Maldives.
So, of course,
preparing for the International Rules Series as well. It's a great little photo of his lovely doll, Belle, trying to handle the round ball. Mm. That's good work. She's been doing a little bit of surfing. I think Sloane's almost been film documentary type number.
Is he?
Of late.
So I wore this jacket for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I did notice you were jacketed up, Phil Collins. No jacket required today.
So Sloane's doing like a little bit of a pink special where they've got the cameras following me around from day to day.
Well, I don't know. Everybody seems to do it these days and take the holiday snaps. It's just that this generation shares it, Jazz. Instead of having everyone over in a film night where you capture them and they can't get out of your house.
That's what you want.
Like happens at your house with your highlight reel.
Right, let's talk speaking something that we're very passionate about.
Back page of the Advertiser today.
Okay.
It would appear that Gil McLaughlin's going to roll the dice and gamble and go with a 2018 Twilight Grand Final. It's been a hot topic of debate for a few years now, with obviously a lot of Twilight footy being played. He has stated and cited the great recent example of the prelim final between Richmond and GWS, which saw basically 90-odd thousand get along to what was a great game of footy, played in both a half of light and then a half of darkness.
Yeah.
He calls it the best of both worlds. It's off the back and against the recent surveys, which had 65% of fans voting to keep it at its traditional time slot. I put to you, good sir, and the family and the Twitter family, do we want a Twilight Grand Final?
Yes, absolutely. 4 o'clock start, MCG.
4:40, I think.
Well, 4:40.
It's 4:10 here.
Public want it. I think we're ready for it. I think we're ready for a bit of a change. And it just makes sense. It's a no-brainer for me, Lulu.
Well, you got the support of the broadcaster, and that's Seven.
They're licking their lips, Lou.
Higher ratings at that time of day, and most importantly, higher ratings equals higher advertising revenues.
Spot on, Lou.
That's a no-brainer. There's yet to be any talk about what price Gil will want for it to be moved.
Yeah, okay.
Because he'll want a little sling to change that time slot from the broadcaster, and I reckon that's a condition of agreement. I would have thought that's written in somewhere, that if it does move into those stratospheres.
What do you think he's programmed so many Twilight games this year for next year?
Yeah,
it's preparing us.
It's the norm.
He's preparing us, mate.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Sometimes I love being a traditionalist.
You should do. And I do too, Luke.
And there are some things that you don't want to change, but isn't it funny? Then change comes along and you go, how good's this?
Yes.
Should have been doing this for the last 25 years.
Let's give it a go.
Know?
Let's give it a go.
I'm a bit with you. I would like to try it.
Yeah. That.
Just try it.
It doesn't hurt to have a go.
You know what I mean?
And if we don't like it, we'll revert back to our traditional time slot.
Because the beauty of this is it doesn't affect the standard or the quality of the performance.
Well said.
Does it? Because
well
like you said, they're all scheduled this year around that time. It's not like we're taking them into a time slot that no one plays night footy. Mm. We all play night footy.
Well, that's where it's going.
Play day
that's
footy.
Where our game's going.
So it's either. But like you said, it's about the fan and giving the fan what they want and giving it the greatest
exposure. I think they're ready.
Well, 1-3-3-5-3 ever so quickly. You've got one there too.
Stevie Vingle Farm. G'day, Steve.
Afternoon, lads. How are we?
Good, Stevie. One-man survey. What do you think?
I don't like it. It's hard enough trying to stay sober all day, and if we have to have a Twilight Grand Final, the boss will probably want us to work during the bloody day. So,
Keep it
at 2 o'clock.
I tell you what, drink
responsibly too, by the way.
Absolutely. Putting into that context, it's a gamble. It's risky business, isn't it?
It is a big. the Grand Final, traditional Grand Final, isn't played at 2 o'clock.
No.
It's about
2:40.
2:40, is it? Mm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good on you, Steve.
No, it's one of those ones that there, and like you say, we all say, it'll upset my day, my barbecue, and everything else. I have to wait around for the time, but it becomes this new space, this new void, which is the gatherings now happen after lunch. Yeah. You get there about 2-ish. You have a couple of little warm ups. It'll actually give you a chance to get through the night.
Yeah. Just watch Super Bowl again, and then we watch their entertainment.
Yeah.
We'll be blown away again. And go, why aren't we doing this in our grand final?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We'll all say it end of January next year when the Super Bowl.
The only negative I have is imagine the Killers wouldn't rock on until probably a little bit later, a couple of hours later. But still having said that, it's not like they're coming on at 11 o'clock, are they, Jas?
No, they're not, Lulu. Isaac of Hyde Park. G'day, Isaac.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Wrap it up with a nice bow, Isaac. What do you think?
Oh, they definitely need to make it twilight. That way, crows might actually roll up on time.
Oh yes, great point. Great point. We're going to get out on that. We're going to get out on that eye, Isaac. The lovely boys might have made a difference.
It's an uppercut, Isaac.
Away from Tigerland.
Don't lose.
Boom, boom, boom.
Don't. Come on, mate.
Why not?
Beautiful song.
Oh, good song. Down song for lovely boys.
Triple M. Fast, becoming Adelaide's favourite real estate agency, McGain Real Estate. Give you the rush hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Oh, how exciting. Our boss, Matt O'Reilly, is in the studio. As promised yesterday, some feedback messaging he gets from the one and only Juice, the Black Rhino. Matt, welcome.
Hello, how are we?
Chief.
Great to have you debuting on the show, too.
Yeah.
I'm loving this. Of course, this came about, obviously, Jars questioned or had the audacity to question his young nephew about not getting back via text. And that sort of pricked my ears that you get a lot of feedback via text, which is your preferred method.
Yeah, I generally only get text from Jars between 4 and 6 p.m.
Oh, that's not true.
Which Matty is probably meant when he's meant to be concentrating on something else. So I try not to engage too much in them. Yeah. But,
well, I'm very excited because what we've done yesterday, we got to a point where we think we need to delve into what those texts and that banter is between you two.
Is this a stitch-up?
No, just so the family are aware of how high the care factor is from the Juice.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
not just about the on-air stuff, is it? It's about the whole show. He preaches elite standards, and you're here to show everyone that he's got very high elite standards.
There are only two types of texts I get from Jars, ever. Yep, they are either bagging the station's music or asking for a favour. Yeah. So you'll notice the tone of these text messages, and I've probably gone through the last probably gone through the last 10 that I've received. And this is without word of a lie. Do you want me just to start?
Just before you start, Matt, now you've worked with some very big name personalities in the Australian radio industry. Mm. You've been in charge of some divas, some talent, and some not so talented.
No way.
Where would he sit in the
landscape? On the talent radar or the diva stuff?
Yeah, the diva stuff.
You're funny. Come on.
No, it's not business, fair, Lou. Because I think the family needs to know how much the big guy really puts into this show.
So I'm just going to scroll up through the iPhone from the most recent text and we'll work back. Okay. Let's start with yesterday afternoon. Mm. Honestly, this song has destroyed our brand. we'll go to the day before.
Yeah.
What a disgraceful song. 5:30. Well, I can probably work out the time from when it came through, but that's when he's said it.
Yep.
Then have to go back a few weeks before the next text before that, which was before the grand final. I think this was on a Sunday morning, maybe even a public holiday Monday morning.
Yep.
It was. You're meant to be focusing on your Sunday morning show. Yeah. Great man. Any chance you can find me 2 tickets to the GF?
He's the dog, isn't it?
Come on.
You're one of those
friends
people.
That needed to go.
One of those people.
Let's go let's go to the text message prior to that, which was August 23.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, mate. I've just wasted 3 minutes listening to this rubbish. I didn't even bother looking at that.
I can confirm that he wasn't engaged for 3.
There was a bit of a break between the negative texts. We must have had a chat about them at somewhere in that point, but there was a nice grovelly one in the middle there.
Yep.
Mate, forgot to ask. Can you do a rush hour visit as an auction item for my footy club?
Oh, Matto, there's a theme coming out here, isn't it? Jeez, when she wants something, it's awfully nice, isn't it?
And then we got a bit more feedback about the music. We keep scrolling up.
Uh-huh.
Hope you're well. 2 crap songs in the first 20 minutes of the show. I can't cope.
Well, that was an improvement because at least there was a greeting.
The family don't need to hear this.
Yeah, they do.
And just one more. Mate, just some honest feedback. Well, I don't know what the others have been. Our music bar one songs have been tripe today. Wait for the sign off. Good evening.
Don't.
Thank you, Matto. That is very insightful as to what really goes on. Because I often look across, so I don't know what he's doing. Because he's clearly not listening to me.
All right, that's it.
I don't want him home.
All right, I'll go to another station.
It's a rush out. Jars and Louis. Time to talk the world game. The beautiful game, Juice. Adelaide United head across to Perth this weekend to take on the glory. Saturday night, 10 o'clock local time is kickoff. We're sitting 5th. On the ladder, Perth is 7th, so expectation, Juice, is our boys come home with victory in hand. And joining us right now to have a chat, good friend of ours, Benny Garuccio, the Garuch.
Hello, you guys.
G'day, champ.
Been a pretty good start, in theory, especially if we go off 12 months ago, where it was sort of a really ordinary start. New coach, Marco, seems to have us playing some good football at times, but probably just finishing off is probably the real issue at the moment.
Yeah, we'll get better at that. But yeah, speaking to you guys this time last year was completely different. You know, we'd started the season really poorly. Whereas this year, you know, we're into a FFA Cup final, which is massive for us. And, you know, we've started the season off fairly. You know, I think we could be better, but we're going to get there.
Are we a quality striker, Dan? Do we need to find a striker that can hit the back of the net?
Nah, it's not just the striker's fault, Jared.
Well, whose fault is it then?
It's all of us, unfortunately, at the moment, you know. There's me, my crossing could be better.
Well, let's start there. Right. Now, how many times did you and Milo cross the ball and go straight to one of the greats, Eugene Glegovic?
Were you
just trying to just make him MEAG?
Let's go to the Gooch. He was everywhere.
Why'd you cross to him all the time?
Looked like practice drills from last
year. Yeah, I know you love the man and we love him, but he had a great game,
He was everywhere, honestly. I was trying to hit my crosses flatter and deeper and near post, far post, and he was everywhere.
Reading your locker book, my friend.
Yeah, it was tough. So I'll be back. Don't worry. Next cross will be on someone's head.
Now, one of my favourites, you are in there, is one of my favourites. Ersun Gulam, the enforcer. 2 yellow cards in 2 games. I love that kind of stuff. How's he tracking and when will he be back? Because we missed him last Friday night.
Our other boy, Reeves, is down.
What?
Our other boy, Reeves, is out.
Reeves is down.
And then Urs goes down.
And Tarek's down.
And Tarek's missing in action. this year.
I'm seeing a trend in here. You've had, you know, Regan, Hardner, Urson, Hardner, and now you've got me. So three of the biggest,
the
you know, three of the biggest guys in the team. So
I actually thought you were going to go with, I better get out of the studio right now if I don't want to get injured and miss a lot of football.
No. I'm a positive sort of guy.
We only got the tough ones.
You're one of our favourites.
you probably, were you around under Josip Gombau?
No.
I'll go with Judas then. Judas Gombau.
Oh, what a
He's returned to the Wanderers. Has there been a bit of banter amongst the boys that the old boss, head boss, has arrived back
and
in
he
Australia?
And he's shrunk too.
Yeah, and the buttons will be coming undone when he starts sliding for goal celebration.
Yeah, there has been a bit of banter around. You know, we've been giving it to Issa that, you know, his dad, is back. So, yeah. No, it's
funny.
Gooch, your coach came out and said that he'd love to have you for four sessions a day. Are we on track to achieving that, or are we still just getting 3x2 a day?
I don't know if we can fit four in, honestly.
He's keen to get it done.
I don't know what time we need to get there. We're doing two and we don't get out of there till six.
Anyone else doing two a day? Do you know any other clubs?
No, I'm not sure.
He wants to get it at the three.
Fitness level
next year.
Right.
Yeah, we're definitely fitter. Yeah. We're definitely fitter. We can feel it. We're running out the games really, really well.
The more time he can get with you, the more he can get his theories embedded in your style of play.
Yeah, of course. And it's obviously
what I do
hard.
With Jars here, mate. I just try and get him here nice. So,
that's exactly right.
That's exactly right. Now
he's laughing at you, Jars.
No, he's not. Not the Gooch.
Jars isn't having it today.
You told me you were going to rip shreds off him.
No. Gooch is going
about his crossing.
Yeah,
about
I'd agree
this. Mate, you promised to play bad cop today for me.
I didn't.
Where's it been?
No.
The beautiful, good-looking young man.
The Gooch
has just lulled you down.
Initially, I was
off the
because how Marcelo Carrusco was treated.
Oh, God, not even.
And then Friday night, there he was sitting on the bench for the opposition. I was torn, Gooch.
I often joke to Jars that Adelaide United have become the feeder team for City.
Yeah,
man, a lot of our boys are ending up over there. What's going on?
You can say that, but look. We're in FA Cup final, and we'll be on top of them come the end of the year.
Well
so
done.
He's playing
everyone
beautifully.
Everyone can speak.
What do you do for a job besides football? You got studies or anything?
Yeah, I'm studying.
Studying what?
Business and sports management.
Hello. Nice. Mm. End up being in charge of the next Ronaldo, just taking 20%. Is that the plan?
I'm scouting some of the young boys that are coming through now. You know, I'm trying to feed them into the next stage of their career.
Just sign here.
I take 10%.
10%? Jeez, no way. Keep it up, mate. You're going well, and the team is tracking along nicely. A big win over there in the West will do wonders. And as you said, season's just starting to set itself up. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Good there is Gooch, Benny Garuccio of the Adelaide United. It's Jars and Louis.
Massive announcement involving one Andrew Jarman. That is good news for the Rush Hour family coming up around about 5:30. Sloaney on the way as well, 10 past 5. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. You've got Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Good news.
Slick.
Talk about underselling something.
Massive.
Good news. Great news. Life-changing news.
And great hook too, mate. Well played.
Great.
He's air checking me as we go.
Great air check.
Right.
Juice.
This is something that's going to excite me, isn't it?
It certainly is. Triple M rocks the Ashes all summer long, kicking off November 23 at the Gabba. They've got their pool. God, can we put one in here?
Yeah, it'd be good.
Out by the Victor Richardsons.
Yeah, why not?
Just get a little duck in, duck out, and then refresh myself and get on. So we're rocking the Ashes. Steve Waugh, you know it's serious when the great man, the former skipper, steps out and hands out a little bit of advice to the man that has his role, Steve Smith, on just about how to carry himself this summer when we take on the Poms.
Probably the only bit of advice I'd say for Steve this series is maybe not show so much emotion when you're in the field. I mean, the cameras are always on you as a captain, and if you've got negative body language or you're kicking the ground, then it's going to be magnified 100 times. So perhaps it's anything I'd say to him is just keep your emotions in check a bit more.
It's fair call.
Absolutely spot on. He has absolutely nailed it.
And it's one of those ones. It's not dissimilar to the coaching box, and a lot of people ask the question, how can you coach when you're doing your nut?
Because
your emotions are running so high, how can you stay in control of what is happening in front of you? Because he's a fidgety, jittery type at the best of times, isn't he, Steve?
Yeah, and he does. He shows too much emotion when it's not going his way. Yep. If there's a drop catch or a misfield, or the bowlers aren't bowling outside off stump, he gets annoyed with his players.
He's an open book. He's easy to read.
And I think that's great advice by Steve, because you never saw it from Steve Waugh.
No, well, the good ones don't, because you're always thinking, you're a step ahead going, all right, well, how do I fix it? Don't let that rattle me. I'm aware of the problem. All I'm doing is showing that I'm annoyed. I need to be focusing on in my mind of going, right, well, how do I fix it? Is it about a field placement? Is it about a change of tactic with the ball from our bowlers?
Yeah.
Is it about just opening a gate to release a pressure valve and lull them into it? Or do we squeeze in tighter?
Yeah, absolutely. He because those other blokes, the rest of the teammates are watching the captain if there's a drop catch or it's not going their way. They're all watching him.
Well, you are because
he's scrutinised to the
end. It's double fold too because you got to have your head in the game in terms of your fielding performance.
Yep.
And you don't want to let anything slip. Mm. And he dropped a dollar here against us. But that ability to be, you're right. You want to look at your captain knowing that he's formulating something to fix it.
And he's
That's when the best captains get involved because when it's all going well, that's easy, and we can all be giggling, laughing, and hoopla on the way through, and we jump the pitch and we change ends. It's that one when things are tight and we haven't got a wicket for a session and a half and they got us on the back foot and I'm looking across and you're going through and doing na-na dance moves every time the ball gets bowled on middle peg by the goat, Gaz, instead of going, oh, he's working on something, and then all of a sudden calls you in and goes, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, look, it's a tough
good talent, though. It's a good talent to have if you've got it.
Absolutely.
All right, but you would have been a bit like that.
No, always had a smile. Get up.
Yeah,
boys drop a catch.
Now, that's what I mean. You would have been like that, the ability to see past the current situation and see the solution.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Well, I don't know about that, but you got it.
I reckon
that's what great captains do.
Keep that in mind when I announce something after five involving the juice and God's gift.
How come I'm involved in everything? Why is my name up there always getting thrown out there?
Australian icon. To...
It's true.
Rubbish.
Mate, why would you throw my name out there? Twofold. I'm a broken down hack.
No, you're not.
I am. I've got a CV that sort of just beats out a preschooler.
182 quality games. You put your body on the line every game for the Swans.
Fed plugger anywhere to 400 to 500 of his 1381.
There he goes. Right. There he goes.
But having said all of that,
yeah,
I'm not the one that they come to see. When Kevin Costner said, build it and they will come. They were talking about the juice.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not Whitney?
Me?
Or was that me?
I'm Frank Farmer. You're Whitney.
They're Jars and Louis at Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGainagain.com.au. Triple M.
Big second hour still to come if you just jumped in the car after work. I hope you had a cracking day. Rory Sloan not far away. We'll talk the International Rules Series. Of course, Sloan is playing alongside Chatty Wingard, Paddy Ryder, Rory Laird, Eddie Betts and Trav Boak. Big announcement coming this hour involving the juice. He is the gift that keeps on giving, Murph. I've said it time and time again. I know we have fun with the nickname The Gift, but you truly are the gift, and what is about to happen is just very magnanimous of you.
Nervous.
And again, for no fee. No win, no fee. Yeah. I love it. All right. And a little replay of some interaction between Jars and our boss. Must listen to radio coming up after 5:30. Trust me, the dialogue that goes on between these two, it's all via text, is all in the delivery, and the boss just nailed it today. And well done to you too, because always working underneath, peddling hard, trying to get the show
That's
better.
That's all it is, Lou.
It is.
Yeah, so we've got slapped for it.
All right. Okay. What is Gary Ablett doing playing the International Rules Series?
See, you know, Gary...
Pick and choose, Gaz.
You're just becoming more selfish. You're 33 years old. You've signed up with the Geelong Footy Club, yet you're going to put your hand up to play in this waste of two-test Virgin Australian National Rules Series against Ireland, which is a waste of money. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get paid for it.
Yeah, I'm still hearing hypocrite yelled out from the background. It's given to a bloke that had one of the greatest tours of Ireland.
Honestly.
Ever heard.
Can only front up for 11 games for Gold Coast this year when they really needed him as one of the stars of the side.
Well, he's gone home, mate.
Don't.
There's nothing wrong. He's gone home. He's been foxing.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Gaz is going home.
I'm sorry, Gary. Did you
kiss the Blarney Stone when you were in Ireland on that tour?
Yes, I did.
Well done.
Yep.
Clearly it worked.
It was a gross one. Okay.
Clearly it worked, mate.
And $25 for adults and $50. Let him go in for free.
I know your issue with this.
Let them go in for free.
Other great news if you're a Port Adelaide fan. Talk about getting some players. Trent McKenzie now, ex-Gold Coast left foot downtown bomber.
Oh, yeah.
25 years of age, just over 100 games, has been picked up in the delisted free agent
good
class
pickup.
Day two. Good pickup.
Get him fit and healthy and in a good system.
Former teammate of Charlie Dixon. Yep. And of course, Kenny Hinkley was an assistant up there when he was a kid.
Jasper Pitt out in trouble then?
Don't know, but similar types.
And a better kick.
Could you imagine both of them coming off around half back? The more left footers you have, you'll roll the other way.
No, you're a left footer guru.
All right, I'm all set for this. This is getting exciting.
The Rush Hours Quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, big thank you to Automasters. $1,000 up for grabs, 10 questions, 60 seconds, and the all-important Automasters Lifeline Juice, which is basically the old Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card.
Absolutely, Lulu.
Who's playing?
We're going to go to Hendon and say hello to Matty. G'day, Matty, or Matthew. How are you, mate?
How you going, boys? All right?
Yeah, we're good, Matty. Simple equation for you, mate. Basically, 9 questions in 60 seconds with the Automasters Lifeline in the back skyrocket.
Well, beautiful. Is the gift still given?
Ask him.
Sorry, Matty, no.
Oh.
No, because we've got Friday Dice Day tomorrow.
Gee, Matty, it's unusual. You rock around with a nickname called the gift, but you deny the request.
Matty. No, we've got a big day tomorrow. The dice.
The hypocrisy is hitting hard again.
It is too. All right, Matty.
All right, Matty, good luck. Time starts at the end of the first question asked by the Juice. Good luck. Let's hope at the end of it we're celebrating.
Question number one, Matty. What day this weekend are the Adelaide United boys playing?
Sunday.
Name the NBA team that Aussie Ben Simmons plays for.
Park.
What team sport does Jock Pederson play, Matt?
Cricket.
Which former Adelaide Crow is now the coach of the Henley Sharks? Announced this week.
Automasters.
Good work. Who out of 36 is playing right now?
Melbourne.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't say it in the accent. Oh. Who won last year's Clipsal 500?
Wincup.
Spell Chad Sayre's first name. Chad.
C-H-A-D.
Is Stephen Finn an Irish jockey or an English cricketer?
Cricketer.
Okay, what state does cricketer Daniel Hughes play for? What state?
New South Wales.
Bernie Tomic's current world tennis ranking is 145 or 5,000?
145. Oh.
Jeepers.
Thank God for the last
Matty.
Three. Matty boy.
Matty.
Oh. Whoa. Oh boy. Here we go, mate.
1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
Johnny.
Yeah, good finish. Thank you to Automasters. All right, that's all right though. $40 coming your way, Matty from Hendon. Adelaide United playing Saturday night against Perth Glory this week. Philadelphia 76ers. Aussie Ben Simmons is just lighting up the
I'm
NBA.
Running amok.
Jock Pederson plays baseball for the Dodgers, who lost the World Series to the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Automasters, Brent Riley's in charge of the Henley Sharks.
Yep.
Well done to Radar.
Well done, Radar.
New Zealand Breakers. That's why I wanted the accent juice from you.
Yes.
Sorry, Luke.
Matt was waiting for it. He was just thrown off.
Sorry, Matt.
Can you
not
do it now for
today.
Us? Ask that question again.
Chops, how the Chops are playing today, Matty?
That was Scottish. Apologies, Matty. That would have thrown you right off the scent had it happened. Nick Percat won Clipsal 500 last year, not Wing Cup. Chatty Sayers has got 2 Ds, and the rest was a clean sheet, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.
$40.
Good stuff, Matty.
As Jar said, back again tomorrow, but we roll the die.
Yeah.
We roll it. Get the multiply. It could be six.
36 is on now, Lou.
Shut up.
Two zip down.
Oh, I love this song.
Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Sloaney is next. Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M. Massive announcement involving one Andrew Jarman coming up very soon on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, thanks to McCain Real Estate.
ACET Couriers. Fast, secure and reliable transport solutions. Don't send it. ACET.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane. And he has put it through the Sloane dog.
Yeah, looking forward to this. The great man joins us. Sloaney, welcome.
Thank you very much. I thought I might have lost my little opener. It's been that long, but no. Thank you very much.
Fresh back from the Maldives and a little well-deserved break, mate. We'll get to that in a moment. Just want to ask, I haven't seen you since that last Saturday in September. Have you been able to process it and how's it sitting?
Processed it absolutely well and truly. Thought about it every night for... I reckon a couple of weeks until Belinda and I got away to the Maldives. I was thinking about every night and a lot of restless nights of sleep, actually. So just the feeling of letting each other down and just wasting an opportunity that was such a good opportunity for us to play that game. And it's so unfortunate we and disappointing, I suppose, that we didn't play the way we wanted to.
Slane Dog, where did it go wrong?
A few areas, I think.
Right.
Jars, I mean, the contested ball numbers were a problem for us all day. And look, in reflection, I think as well, they just were a lot hungrier than us than what we were, which we'd been so good in that area for the whole final series. And then to dish that up in the game which mattered the most, that's probably the most disappointing part.
Intriguing couple of weeks that did follow, mate. Footy Club got whacked pill at a post and you lost a couple of good players, one in particular, Jake Lever, which was probably on the cards, but still nevertheless never good to lose good footballers. And Charlie Cameron deal went through at the end. How are we feeling about all of that?
Yeah, I mean, this sort of stuff happens every year, I suppose. And look, we've got a couple of really good players in return. So, I mean, to get Gibbsy and Sammy Gibson as well, it's a huge win for both of us. They both give us a lot of experience and some more depth and run through the midfield, which is certainly one area where we keep looking to improve on. And,
yep.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just that's what happens, as I said, what happens this time of year to absolutely every footy club. And I understand why fans get frustrated, but for us players, I mean, you have new guys come every year. And, I mean, we've been on the other end of some really good trades as well with Eddie, Sauce, Lynchy, these sort of guys. So it's all part and parcel of football, really.
You've got a year left on your contract. When will you recommit for another 5 years to the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, wow. So then all this starts too, which, I mean, all the stuff that got said was just completely untrue in the media. And look, Charles, that's just something Glenn and I can now start to talk through and start to figure out over the next year.
Yep, free agency. It's going to be one of those funny years, Slaney, too,
exactly.
Given the fact that North Melbourne will come again and obviously people trying to link
talk
you with
St.
Kilda.
Kilda's after him.
I've had enough of that, mate. I want to talk about your break. Looked like you had a lot of fun out there teaching the Dale how to surf, had the GoPro in hand, mate. It looked magnificent, the Maldives.
Yeah, it was. It was unbelievable. It's exactly what I think we both needed after a long year of footy, which was a great year of footy, but we certainly needed to get away and just put the feet up for a little bit and we certainly got some sun. Belinda's as brown as she's ever been.
Is she?
And I think I'm a darker shade of white as well, which is pretty brown for me. And
yeah.
I had the most unbelievable run of swell as well. So Belinda's an absolute darling. Let me surf for 3 hours each morning. And I actually came back feeling probably as fit and healthy as I ever have.
Magnificent. You might want to work that into the new deal that I need to go and surf for 3 months in the off-season just to be fresh.
Spot on. I think there's something in it, seriously. I mean, you eat healthy food, you eat fish, rice. I could eat fish flat out, but I mean, and then you're in the sun, salt water all day, and it's good for the mind too. So it ticks every box for me, really.
It's all for the soul, mate. Can I get you back on one footy question? Twilight Grand Final, yes or no?
I'm not fussed either way, really. I just wanted another crack at it.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Big man.
Now,
well, he's flat.
What are you playing this international rule series for, mate? Well, and are you getting paid? Is the second question. What a waste of concept. What a waste of money. This money could go into grassroots football clubs all around the country. And you blokes are just waltzing around Australia playing against the Irish who don't care. And they're part timers. You blokes are full timers. That's not fair.
First of all, you've played State of Origin in the past, so we don't get the luxury of playing that anymore, mate. So this is the next best thing. And to represent my country in the green and gold is going to be one of the prouder moments I've had in football, I think. We don't get to do that in our sport. So I think it's a great idea, great concept, and to have some of the best players playing with each other, I think fans will love it as well. And you go back to grassroots footy, I mean, there'll be plenty of kids out there watching, Jars, so I think it'll... again, give kids something to either practice at home or just enjoy to watch.
Really well answered, mate. Only part of your answer that I didn't like, you missed the word hypocrite. Call him a hypocrite.
I thought about that. Yeah. I thought about that at the start. I sort of did, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you basically did in a
you
nice way. You're too kind, mate. You're too kind.
Yeah.
just don't get hurt.
When
no, I won't.
Did Pikey give a parting message? Did you have that one last sort of final chat before it all went out, or was it just your normal exit meetings?
Yeah, well, we had a bit of both, really. I mean, we certainly touched on the grand final because I mean we have to we will address it probably in a bit more depth when we come back from our break. But We also touched on the year in Holland. But we had a great year as a footy club. We took a massive step in the direction that we want to head to. And a lot of our key areas, we really produced some really good footy in. So certainly the year as a whole was a really good year. But it was just that last game obviously left a sour note with everyone. And so it will. But I mean, as long as guys use that in the right way, which I'm sure we're going to, and let it drive us for next year, we'll certainly be a better team again.
Well, great to talk to you, mate. Good to Thanks talk for to taking you, mate. Some time out. We've thoroughly miss enjoyed you, our year with you. Rest up well.
Miss you guys too.
Keep yourself in some good order, mate. We'll hopefully see you about town and we'll touch base real soon.
See you, champ.
Yeah, we'll touch base over the international rules jars and see how you're liking it.
I might send you a little text.
I reckon there'd be an expectation that an invite will come out for a barbecue at some point.
I'd expect so.
In fact, Sloaney, first day of training with the international squad, tell the boys that Jars has invited all of you guys around to his house. He'd love to see Gaz there and Michael Hibbert and Goddard and Fifey.
Shawny Burgoyne.
Paddy Dangerfield, Dane Zorko, Joel
Goddard,
Sword.
Your mate.
He'd love that. I'll even come.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Mate, good luck in that game too, mate. Yeah, do us proud. See you, buddy.
International rules. If you want to go and check out these amazing stars, yes. Jars will be there. The International Rules Series, November the 12th. And we're going to double to giveaway right now. Give us a call, 133353, and you could be there for free. Fast becoming Adelaide's favourite real estate agency, McGain Real Estate, give you the rush hour. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Six is in action across the ditch against New Zealand at the moment. Just about to start the second period, Jars. We'll get a score for you in a moment. As soon as they flash one up, Sir Splash on Twitter wants one. We'll get it for you, Splash. That's how we roll around here. Right. Big announcement. Been spruiking about it all day involving the great juice. What's that old saying, Murph? Sometimes you never know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
I can hear the Grange LOA Cricket Club right now nodding their head going, so true, Louis. Never a truer word spoken.
Yeah.
All right. This guy I work with is, and amongst many things, he's an entertainer. He's charismatic. He's gregarious.
Gregarious.
I'm here in Adelaide. I'm throwing it out there as in the chants and France and dance. All right. Is anything wrong with that? Yeah. Imagine being pulled up about pronunciation.
By him.
By Lip Man.
Sure.
All right.
Right. What have we got,
Jim? You're many things, but what you are, amongst being a really good fella, is an outstanding individual when it comes to sport. And we know and we hear, often pretty much against our own will, that you can still do it on a footy field. And you go out and you kick four or five and you just put these little kids into a spin.
Mm.
You've got a gift. And I thought, said to the boss the other day, he's being wasted this summer, the big fella. There is a coffin sitting at his house. There is some creams sitting there that Marim refuses to wash.
Yep.
There is all of that gear, and there is a medium fast, genuine swing bowler sitting in here next to me.
Jesus.
And a part-time Vivian Richards impersonator as well, just going to waste.
What
so with all that in mind,
what have we done?
We have decided to come up with this.
Andrew Jarman, gun for hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild
West. Probably didn't meet where I was heading.
What did they come up with?
I tell you what.
Shooting blanks.
We can work on that. Yeah. We can work on that. Jeez, so
Sam.
Gun for hire is the thing you needed to get out of that whole message. And that is this. For one day and one day only. The big man's going to don the creams and come out of, not retirement, because he's never retired. He's going to come and play for your club in a one-off match. Saturday, November 18. If your club is playing on that day and you want the gift, the king of swing, the king of swagger.
Who are you looking at?
The man to come off 18 steps.
It's only eight.
And just eight steps and move it. Right to left, left to right, straight up and down, jag it, zip it, peach it, whatever you want to call it, seed it, name it, he will do it. All you have to do is register your club and why you'd like Jars to play at your club. Triplem.com.au is where you go. We'll be there. We'll bring the barbecue, the drinks and the giveaways. We're going to turn it into just an outstanding fanfare of a day with juice steaming in off the long run or going big over cow corner. So, you take your pick. He can do it all.
So
how good is this?
2 weeks to get ready.
Yep. November 18, Juice. This is great stuff. Gun for hire. And I'll tell you what I might do. I just might just get a feel for how excited everyone is out there. 133353. Jump on Twitter. Hey, if you're keen, if you need a gun for hire, call us now. 1-3-3-5-3. How are you feeling?
Nah, pretty relaxed. Pretty relaxed.
You give till it hurts,
yeah,
don't
you? Nah, it's pretty relaxed.
Well, you're playing character.
Get back in the yoga.
So when you bat, will you be Viv?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I bowl, I'm DK.
Oh, fought.
Yeah, so I might have to change on.
Tell you what, let's change the graphics then on the photo. Turn him into fought. Will you do any Brian Lara stuff?
No, it's only Viv.
Just Viv. Viv, yeah. Viv only? Yeah. Yeah. Do you need PK or Juicy Fruit Chewy?
No, I'll just have me PK.
Gold chain?
Yeah, I'll have it all on.
Yeah. Do you want one? I can supply this stuff. Okay.
All pretty right. Exciting. See where we can go with this, Lee.
1-3-3-5-3. Phones are starting to light up.
Nah.
Jump on Twitter as well. But the most important thing, triplem.com.au. Register your club and why you'd like to have Jars be your gun for hire. I mean, move over, Chris Gayle. Move over. Move over, Mitchell Stark. Our man here, Fott Jarman.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie at Triple M. Thanks to McGain Real Estate, specialising in residential estate and property management. You've got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
This is going to be big. Quickly, though, a score from across the ditch. The Breakers taken on our 36ers. Yep.
26 v Adelaide 24. So the boys are, it's a shootout, Luke.
Early days.
Yes, it is.
In the second period. Go, you good things. Righto, this is massive. If you've missed it, we're doing this.
Desert.
That's what.
Andrew Jarman, gun for hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild
West. That's right, gun for hire, the juice. We're going to put him out there. He's there for you to have. All you got to do is go to our website, triplem.com.au, register your club and why you'd like Jars to play. You'll hear a lot of Daryl when Jars plays. Mm. How's that? That'll be just, yeah. It'll be duck club. We'll bring the whole box. Yep.
Yeah.
Got another one. Short of a length, nipping away, got him caught. Gloveman, don't drop one, whatever you do.
Don't drop one, whatever you do. That'll be
Saturday, November 18 is the key day. If you want Jars for that day, go to the website. Triple M's going to be there as well. We'll put on a barbecue. We'll have icy cold drinks and beers and some great giveaways. And as I said, just a really cracking day for your cricket club. And most importantly, get to rub shoulders with one of our greats. Andrew, Juice Newton, Jarman. Mm. Ask the family to call now if they're keen. Just want to get some temporary feedback as to where we're at, re gun for hire. They've come hard, Juice. Who's there?
Kathy of Mount Gambier. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi, Kath, you want a gun for hire?
Yeah. I won't surprise the boys. They don't know I'm ringing or anything.
Oh, so where at Mount Gambier?
I live at Glencoe.
Oh, wow.
Okay, how have the boys been travelling?
Not too bad. We've got an A grade and a C grade, I think.
Yeah, so it'd be better.
Wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the C grade.
We'd probably have to get him to skydive in. Put on a roof show.
Our oval's pretty big, so.
That's good. Kat, the one catch is he may be nude, just to clarify on a bet.
That's all right. We do have a nudie run there every year, so he might be out of place.
Pretty important part thing, though, is the undercarriage needs to be down when you land. All right, Kat, stay there. That's great. Go to the website, Kat, please, triplem.com.au. Write that up. That'd be great.
Let's go to Upper Sturt. G'day, Harry.
Hey, Jarz, Louie, how are we?
Good, Harry. You want a gun for hire?
Yeah, we would love Jarz to come play for Matlock Cricket Club.
All right, what do you think?
We've got an A, B's, and D's.
All right, and what are you thinking? Sort of, will he get the new COD? Because there's some conditions, I think. I haven't read the fine print, but I'm tipping there's a few conditions.
Yeah, so Matlock the Oval, nice downhill.
Yep.
Get you with the wind, roll some pace off the 8 steps. Sounds good.
All right, where would he bat?
Would he bat? Maybe up the order. Pretty short.
Mm, all right. Well, I wouldn't.
The correct answer would have been probably wouldn't be required after he destroyed the opposition.
Possibility. I like it.
Oh, I like it, Harry. Right, sit tight, sit mate. Go to the website and get on board.
Let's go to Matty Woodcroft. G'day, Matty.
G'day, guys. How we doing?
As luck would have it, Matt, I've got a gun for hire. Here, do you want one?
Oh, we need him. We're going to be short of numbers on that weekend. And he can take my spot in the A grade, I'm a left arm bowler, and I know Jarz is, so he can slot in beautifully.
Okay, where do you bat, Matty?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably a term not attributed to Matt.
No, I think he'd be.
I like it. So Jarz is a substitute, not a gun for hire. Maybe we should change the segment.
Well, we're gonna have to fold our B grade that weekend unless Jarz comes play for us. So get in there, Jarzy.
All right, Matty. Nice work, Matty. Go to the website, triplem.com.au, gun for hire. or as we like to say around here, Fot Jarman is available for everybody else out there. That's a good start, Murph.
Can we bring that? Can we get a little sound system? Just say every time Jarman looks like raps right on the pads, we play that.
Yeah. A little bit of that. In fact, how about this? Let's just take it up a notch. He's looking for some redemption after Cox Plate, Darryl Braithwaite.
Yeah. I like this.
Bring him along to sing. How's that? At the venue. Yeah.
Back of the ute.
Yep. Nothing flash.
just sing it properly,
Daz. Little mic and an amp and that's it. Redemption, Daz. Redemption, baby.
Oh, how exciting. Our boss, Matt O'Reilly, is in the studio. As promised yesterday, some feedback messaging he gets from the one and only Juice, the Black Rhino. Matt, welcome.
Hello, how are we?
Chief.
Great to have you debuting on the show too. Yeah. I'm loving this. Right, of course, this came about, obviously, Jar's question or had the audacity to question his young nephew about not getting back via text. And that sort of pricked my ears that you get a lot of feedback via text, which is your preferred method.
Yeah, I generally only get text from Jars between 4 and 6 p.m.
Oh, that's not true.
Which Matty. Is probably meant when he's meant to be concentrating on something else. So I try not to engage too much in them. Yeah. But,
well, I'm very excited because what we've done yesterday, we got to a point where we think we need to delve into what those texts and that banter is between you two.
Just, is this a stitch-up?
No, just so the family are aware of how high the care factor is from the Juice.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
not just
right.
about the on-air stuff, is it? It's about the whole show. He preaches elite standards, and you're here to show everyone that he's got very high elite standards.
There are only two types of texts I get from Jars, ever.
Yep.
They are either bagging the station's music or asking for a favour. Yeah. So you'll notice the tone of these text messages, and I've probably gone through the last... Probably gone through the last 10 that I've received. And this is without word of a lie. Do you want me just to start?
Just before you start, Matt, now you've worked with some very big name personalities in the Australian radio industry. Mm. You've been in charge of some divas, some talent,
and
some not so talented.
No way.
Where would he sit in the
landscape? On the talent radar or the diva stuff?
Yeah, the diva stuff.
You're funny. Come on.
No, it's not fair, Lou. Because I think the family needs to know how much the big guy really puts into this show.
So I'm just going to scroll up through the iPhone from the most recent text and we'll work back. Okay. Let's start with yesterday afternoon. Mm. Honestly, this song has destroyed our brand. we'll go to the day before.
Yeah.
What a disgraceful song. 5:30. Well, I can probably work out the time from when it came through, but that's when he's said it.
Yep.
Then I have to go back a few weeks before the next text before that, which was before the grand final. I think this was on a Sunday morning, maybe even a public holiday Monday morning.
Yep.
It was. You're meant to be focusing on your Sunday morning show. Yeah. Great man. Any chance you can find me 2 tickets to the GF?
Is the dog, isn't it?
Come on.
You're one of those people.
Friends that needed to go.
One of those people.
Let's go let's go to the text message prior to that, which was August 23.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, mate. I've just wasted 3 minutes listening to this rubbish. I didn't even bother looking at that.
I can confirm that he wasn't engaged for 3.
There was a bit of a break between the negative texts. We must have had a chat about them at somewhere in that point, but there was a nice grovelly one in the middle there.
Yeah.
Mate, forgot to ask. Can you do a rush hour visit as an auction item for my footy club?
Oh, Matto, there's a theme coming out here, isn't it? Jeez, when she wants something, it's awfully nice, isn't it?
And then we got a bit more feedback about the music. We keep scrolling up.
Uh-huh.
Hope you're well. 2 crap songs in the first 20 minutes of the show. I can't cope.
Well, that was an improvement because at least there was a greeting.
The family don't need to hear this.
Yeah, they do.
And just one more. Mate, just some honest feedback. Well, I don't know what the others have been. Our music bar one songs have been tripe today. Wait for the sign off. Good evening.
Thank you, Matto. That is very insightful as to what really goes on. Because I often look across, so I don't know what he's doing. Because he's clearly not listening to me.
All right, that's it.
I don't want him home.
All right, I'll go to another station.
It's a rush out. Jars and Louis. Solid work, big man. Well played.
Yes.
Yeah, gun for hire. I'm really looking forward to see how that plays out. Saturday, November 18. Go to the website if you want the details. Register now. triplem.com.au and Juice. To be coming out playing for your club. Outstanding stuff, mate.
See, we're going to be
big show tomorrow. Massive show. Stevie J. Stevie Johnson, the superstar, has a book out. It's called Stevie J. So we've got some great tales, both funny and
heartfelt. I can give you the tip right now. We'll talk to the superstar tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And speaking of superstars, who else is on?
Well, Erin Phillips. Oh. The darling of South Australian football.
God's gift to women's footy.
So Erin's on, and she's on Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends also.
With George.
With the great man KG Cunningham. So she's going to be busy here on the M's.
Well, make sure you join us tomorrow. The rush hour at Jars will be flying because it's Friday, and me, well, I'm up and about because it's date night.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Ed, look up!
Triple M catch up.
I don't know what that means. Look up.
It's date night.
Triple M catch up coming up.
Sure, next. Should have been look out. But...
The best of Charles and Louis and the best of Ruined It's right after this.
Armed and Dangerous.